I'd just like to say that I hope he gets in contact with me or Uncle Joey or Kanga, just anyone, any family. We still care a lot about you, and just everyone cares, and we just want you back. It's been quite a bit of time since late May. I haven't heard from him for a while. He likes to go on trips, but never gone this long without hearing from him. He had plans on just moving out of state to do a few things, but on his way back, he likes to go like into the bushland with his vehicle, and that's when he got bogged and he didn't have any help. So he's a survivor. He does have a lot of experience camping. I do believe that he's out of there, but I just don't know where he is, and I just hope he's safe. He contacted some relatives, but unfortunately they couldn't help him out, and they tried to contact him later in the evening, but his phone was off. So I'm assuming he was trying to get himself out of there, save his battery and things like that. In the beginning, I was really upset, just thinking every possibility, but I do have hope he's safe. I believe he's safe. After the team did a thorough search, I believe he's safe. He just hasn't seen any media, and I hope that somebody who has seen him contacts the police or anyone, or if he sees this, that he contacts us or the police, just anyone, just so this can stop and that just ease the pain. I just want to see him back. I'm his only child, and I have a daughter, which is his only granddaughter. So I don't have any brothers or sisters. He doesn't have a lot of friends here. He's just family, really. He wasn't originally from here. He was in Sydney for the past few years. So the only family that's here, they're the ones that have reported him missing and haven't heard from him since, and I haven't heard from him. So no one has heard from him. He just went to come back, and he likes to stop and go through bushland drives, like with his vehicle. He loves his vehicle. And it unfortunately got bogged. He wanted to get help and weren't able to help him, so I think he's just tried to get himself out of the situation. I think it may have been why. He does like to check out a lot of the bush tracks. Unfortunately, this one was a bit too much. It is like him to go alone. He likes to go fishing alone. He just went all around Australia by himself, so I think that he's definitely got himself out of the situation. I just hope that he's safe, and I just want him to contact us.